This is the Vintage Truth Podcast with Jeff Kinley, reaching over 80 countries worldwide. It's time to go deep and grow strong. Now, here's Jeff.
Okay, I'm excited to be back on the Vintage Truth Podcast. Took a one episode break just simply because I was been on the road and it's been kind of hard to get before the microphone. But I had some great times with some amazing people, not only at the Prophecy Pros conference, but also at a great church up in Rogers, Arkansas, where we had a wonderful time of talking about Bible prophecy this weekend. Hey, I'm excited to tell you about the fact that I am launching an app for your phone, the Vintage Truth app, and this is in process right now. It's been submitted. It takes a couple of weeks to get this thing approved, and it's in its baby form, so when it comes out, it'll be like a newborn baby, but it doesn't have all the working parts it's going to have, but eventually it will. But what you will get immediately is all these podcasts that you're getting right now. So it'll be right there on your phone. All you need to do is go to one place, tap your finger, and boom, here comes the Vintage Truth Podcast at you each week. Also, I am going to be rolling out gradually filming the podcast as well, so you can actually watch the podcast as it's being recorded. And if my face is too much for you, just listen to the audio. But anyway, that's coming, and also an app that I'm doing this app is going to be the Apple TV show that I'm going to be doing, Roku as well. It's called the Vintage Truth TV. It's what it's called, Vintage Truth TV. And I'm going to be doing more in-depth teaching on that, on different subjects and stuff, but it's going to be a fun time together. And it'll be a video, obviously, if it's going to be on TV. It's going to be a video deal. So you get to do that. I'm going to include lots of other things on the app as well. Also, I will be migrating my digital online giving to this app, and also to my new website that's going to be coming out as well. I'm in the process of designing that right now. It's hard to juggle all these balls at once, so I'm doing my best. But the new app and the new website will have a new way to give to Main Thing Ministries. And the good news about that is that less will be taken out as a fee. In other words, right now, when you give online, which is awesome, PayPal takes out a certain percentage. This new way of doing it through a Christian organization called Subsplash, it will take out less than that. So more money will go to the actual ministry, and there'll be less of a percentage. And also, there's an opportunity for you to even cover that, the cost of that that transaction fee. Anyway, it's going to be exciting, and I'll be telling you more things about that in coming weeks. Hey, today I want to continue in my study on giving you a little bit of a preview on my new book, Aftershocks. And I'm still doing a ton of radio. I think I counted up so far. I've got 40-something radio stations I've done so far, radio and TV, and more is to come. But I am talking about various topics that are in the news, on these shows that people are asking me about, and relating that to the book, because Bible prophecy is so contemporary. It's so now. It's so right now. And that's what I've been doing on these shows, and it's been really, really exciting. Today, I want to talk about signs. I want to talk about signs. I have a chapter in the book called Times of the Signs. And in that chapter, I do two things. Number one, I talk about what signs are and what they aren't, how to know whether something is a sign. And then I talk about some of the actual signs and formation that I believe we are seeing around us right now. So this may end up being like a little two-part podcast, but this is very, very helpful information, because there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I want to make sure that you're grounded and that you're not falling for things that may taste and feel like the real thing, but they're not. They're just not the real thing. So let me begin by just saying that in the Bible, specifically the New Testament, about 80 times there's a word that is used, that is translated sign, that's used in the New Testament, and it's the Greek word semeion. And almost every time, in fact, just about every time, it's used to refer to something miraculous in nature. And the purpose of signs is not to wow people. The purpose of signs is to confirm God's word. to confirm God's truth. So signs are not just for show. Signs are meant to lead you somewhere. And so when Jesus did signs and miracles, he did them to authenticate the message of who he was and what he was doing. When Paul and the apostles did miracles, it was to authenticate the fact that this new thing called the church, the way, was actually from God. The Jews needed those signs to confirm that to them, because otherwise they would just think it was just another Gentile sect or a Jewish sect of their religion. And God was saying, no, I'm doing a whole new thing here. How do you know? Supernatural signs, okay? So that's the basic definition of a sign. Now, when it comes to the signs of the times, of the end times, there's a lot of confusion. And one of the problems with that is that they can be misinterpreted. They can be missed. They can be misapplied. And sometimes people want to make things into signs that actually aren't signs. And there's really a subculture, I think, in the world of Christianity and sometimes in the world of Bible prophecy, that people are just kind of almost quasi-fanatical about finding a sign everywhere. It's a sign. It was a sign. And we need to know that nothing is a sign unless the Bible says it's a sign, okay? We don't just get to make up our own signs here and just add it to the Bible. We don't get to do that. So what is the difference then between a cultural sign, a global sign, a religious or a moral trend, and a biblical sign? What's the difference between those things? And how can we know when those two things are the same thing, like a geopolitical event is also a biblical sign? How can we develop the discernment to know? All right, let me give you a couple of principles. I'm going to share all of them with you here because more of them are in the book. But let me give you just a couple of principles here that I think would be really helpful. Number one, principle number one is that current phenomenon that we look around as things like natural disasters, pandemics, cosmic events, are not specific fulfillments of end times Bible prophecy. Now, how do we know that? Well, we know that because when you go to the Bible, you don't see any of these things prophesied. Now, we do have pandemics, global events, catastrophes prophesied for the tribulation period beginning in Revelation chapter 6. But since we are not in Revelation chapter 6 right now, we know for a fact that these things are not specific Bible prophecies. Now, could they be from God? They could. And we also know that they do occur. And sometimes they occur coincidentally around times when there's great sin. So we think, well, this must be a judgment of God and that type of thing. I am very, very, very cautious about relating natural disasters to God's judgment. And the reason why is because I do not have a chapter and a verse to back it up. It's just Jeff Kinley saying that this is relatable. I do think there are natural consequences to sin, and I do know that the earth is groaning right now, and it is longing for redemption. But I just cannot say with a great degree of confidence that something is definitely from God. Could it be? Yes. Could there have been a judgment on a city or on a country because of, let's say, their treatment of Israel or because of some heinous moral crime they're committing against God? Could that relate? Yes, it could. But I'm not confident to come in and say, thus saith the Lord, yes, this is definitely a judgment. So that's principle number one, is that we can't just look at natural disasters and say, oh, a bad thing happened, somebody sinned. In other words, if something bad happens, something evil must have precipitated. In other words, man's sin caused God to do that. Because we know God will do that in the future, and he has done that in the past. We try to make those links. Remember in Luke chapter 13 when Jesus is talking about this a group of 18 people on whom a tower in Siloam fell on them and killed them. And the point Jesus made was is that these people were no worse sinners than anyone else, and it just happened. And he was telling his audience, and you need to repent or you're going to suffer a horrible fate eventually in eternity. And so these things are not direct signs that God's judgment is falling. Now, let me give you another deal here that would help you with a little bit of a discernment here. Some supposed signs look like prophecy in the making, but over time they prove to be something really different. For example, I'll give you a great example. The Abraham Accords, Trump peace plan, right? Immediately when that thing came out, because Donald Trump was such a powerful man in the whole world, people were saying, oh, this must be the peace treaty that Israel signs in the last days. I'm like, well, okay, that's not true because A, Donald Trump's not the Antichrist. Two, we're not in the tribulation. And three, it ended up not being the peace deal that literally did bring peace to the whole region. Didn't happen that way. So some things look like it could be prophecy, but we have to be careful because we don't know how this prophecy has really played itself out yet. I mean, I give an example when I give a talk on this. I show the fertilized egg of a starfish. And when you look at the fertilized egg of a starfish, it is indistinguishable than the fertilized egg of a human, unless you're like a really pro at knowing what fertilized eggs look like. It just looks the same. The developing fetus of a chimpanzee is almost identical to a human baby in the womb. So when you look at these things upon first glance, the untrained eye, the undiscerning eye says, oh, that's a baby. Well, it is a baby, but just not a human baby. And so your prophecy would be wrong. You would be prophesying essentially this is going to be a baby. You would be wrong. And so we have to be very careful and not just to jump to conclusions here. Some signs that people look at, they think are signs, but they're not. And so I call this the mistaken identity principle. Some Bible prophecies that we see out there are not prophetic at all, but they're just simply manufactured sensationalism. So, Jeff, what do you mean by that? Well, you look at all these things like planetary alignments, blood moons. Some people are really into the Jewish feasts, catastrophic weather events, things like that, supposed alien spacecraft sightings. All of these things have been cited by these enthusiastic prophecy promoters as harbingers of the last days. However, none of them have been proven to be anything other than simply what they are. The classic case for me was in September of 2017, there actually was a planetary alignment where Jupiter would travel east and pass Virgo's feet, and because Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system, people say, well, that's significant, that's Revelation 12, and anyway, it got really confusing, and they were saying that that there were 9 stars of these constellation Leo plus Mercury, Venus, and Mars that totaled 12 stars. Well, that must mean Revelation 12, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it wasn't. And anybody that knows their Bible knows that it wasn't, and yet people were saying it is a sign of the end times. In fact, it's directly relatable to Revelation 12. But that's only to biblically untrained minds. And one way we know that is because the same constellation has aligned themselves the same way 4 different times in previous history. It's just one of these things, guys, where people are so convinced they want to believe these things. They want to believe them. But we have no authority to believe these things unless the Bible tells us that these things are actually biblical fulfillments. And, you know, people, the whole blood moon thing was a whole nother thing that people just always get off on. Best-selling books were written. Didn't mean anything. It was just blood moons. We see them quite regularly in the world. Now, the moon will turn to blood in Revelation 6:12, but this will be a unique, supernatural, and much more severe demonstration than any other previous natural phenomenon. It'll also be accompanied by meteor showers and massive tectonic altering earthquakes. But you never see that in these other blood moon prophecies, okay? Let me give you one more before we wrap it up. One more thing that people are call signs of the times are personal revelations. Hardly a week goes by where somebody is in the news making some sort of personal revelations. Either they heard an audible prophecy, they had a vision, they had a dream, they're studying numerology or Jewish calendars. And here's why we have to be extremely cautious about these things. Very, very simply. Number one, they are 100% unverifiable. Now, I could tell you right now that last night I had a dream and such I believed was going to happen, or such and such that you needed to hear, or I think this is coming or whatever, and I say it with authority as if it's from God. These things are unverifiable. In other words, how is anyone to know with any degree of certainty that this direct revelation is in fact from God himself? And I will tell you this, when you say, thus says the Lord, and it's not coming from the Bible, that's a very, very serious assertion and should be carefully examined against what Scripture says. And unless there are authenticating, I'm talking organic miracles, like the ones we see in Scripture that accompany these supposed words from God, we should consider them unprovable and thus unreliable. And even when God puts something on your heart, in your on your conscience, you should do it. I'm not saying God doesn't direct us, he doesn't lead us. But when people talk about prophetic things that are not found in the Bible, then you're putting yourself on the same level as an apostle, and that's a very dangerous place to be. Secondly, these personal revelations are typically pretty vague in nature. For example, people are always saying, oh, I had a vision. A great revival is going to sweep the nation this year. Okay, but it never does. And the Bible does not prophesy a great revival in the last days. Sometimes these prophecies, so-called prophecies, end up reading more like horoscopes and fortune cookies than actual divine revelations from God. In time, they prove to be false. And I personally believe that those type of prophetic revelations ceased when the last apostle died, because according to Ephesians 2:20, the apostles and prophets so long ago they were the foundation of the church. Jude 3 speaks of the faith that was once and for all delivered down to the saints. I do believe God speaks. I do believe God speaks, but he primarily speaks through his word. And so we have to be very careful about relating those type of claims, assertions, and statements with Bible prophecy, okay? We have all of the prophecies that are going to take place. We have them already in the Bible. I mean, we could just go there. And Jesus is very, you know, very serious about this. He even says in Revelation chapter 22, he says, I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, anyone adds any prophetic words to this prophecy, he says, God shall add to him the plagues which are written in this book. In other words, you're going to suffer the tribulation if you add to God's prophecies by claiming you have prophecies. That means you're not a believer, by the way. You're going to go through the tribulation. And if anyone, he says, takes away from the words of this book, or the prophecy of this book, God will take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city, which are written in this book. He's basically saying that if you happen to be a believer and you subtract, or you don't preach or teach or hear all the prophecies of this book, you're going to miss out on God's rewards that he's going to have for you. Now, I cannot imagine the Lord being any more specific than this. These are stern and potentially damnable warnings to anyone who professes to speak authoritatively for God with new truth not already revealed in Scripture. The penalty for such prophetic claims puts these last days prophets in eternal danger. It's an insult to the Word of God, because God has already told us what's going to happen in the last days. So be very wary. In fact, avoid and reject anyone who claims that they have a new prophecy about what's going to happen in the last days. God has already given it to us, and we have it in His Word. And there's plenty, trust me, there's plenty of sensational, miraculous, incredible truth that God wants to tell us about the end times. So those are some thoughts about signs. You say, well, Jeff, are there any signs? Are we seeing anything happening in the world right now? Yeah, I'm going to talk about that on the next Vintage Truth podcast. And hey, by the way, be praying about this app that's going to roll out, the Vintage Truth app. You're going to love it. Can't wait to tell you more about it. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to jeffkinley.com.